Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's the Stone Man. You guys ready to have some fun? It's not often you get to talk to an actor, a voiceover artist, a legendary rock god from the 80s band Twisted Sister. It's time to get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on, because Mr. D. Snyder's on the phone. How are you, D?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Glad to be here. And thanks for the support of the House of Hair, which is in its 26th year. Okay, when I started the show, people were having grandkids. Now those kids have grown up, gotten married, and are having children of their own, still listening to the House of Hair.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of people still listening to Dee Snyder, too, because on February 1st, one of our radio stations in the building, in the Dana Lash show, she was talking about you when rock and roll had balls, when you got up in front of Congress and told a few people what you thought.
I had balls and you could see them in my skin tight jeans.
It's not really a wild leap of the imagination to jump to the conclusion that that's about something other than surgery or hospitals, neither of which are mentioned in the song.
No, it's not a wild jump, and I think what I said in one part was that songs allow a person to put their own imagination, experiences, and dreams into the lyrics. People can interpret it many ways. Ms. Gore was looking for sadomasochism and bondage, and she found it. Someone looking for surgical references would have found it as well.
I actually watched footage of that. I don't know how I walked around with those things. But I did, and thank you for that respect and appreciation. It's a lot of conversation about that these days with the whole cancel culture, and so many people are looking back on that, and you know, and it's sort of, hey, censorship has been around. As long as somebody has something to say, there's been somebody who didn't want you to say it or sing it. So it's never going to go away.
Well, and that's one of the cool things. You've always said what you believe in, and you've always done what you believe in, lived a straight, clean life, and you've done that from the beginning of time to even now. And you and your family, you got a great family, by the way, and everybody's doing their thing. But, you know, the reason we're talking to you today, not only you're one of the best icons of the 80s and some of the great things you do and being a great voiceover artist in the House of Hair, but you have something that struck deep in my heart, because the guys from Great White, I'd known them for a long time, and it was the deadliest rock concert, and there's a show coming up on Reels Sunday, February 20th, that you're a little involved with. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, you know, they're finally doing a documentary about the Station nightclub fire. The anniversary is actually the day of the premiere on Reels of the show. It'll be 19th anniversary since that tragic fire. And, you know, this is hard to remember and listen to, but 100 people burned to death. Over 200 were injured. And 65 kids lost one or both parents in a fire in a nightclub. Great White was playing. And yeah, Great White, you know, they were vilified. You know, they was their pyro that ignited the building. You know, and wrong or right, they've been shouldering the blame for a long time. One of the things I like about this documentary is it's very well-rounded, and it actually allows Jack Russell to speak. Because, you know, I mean, if you remember Jack from back when, and we toured together back then, back in the heyday, and now he's a broken man, you know, and people may say, and rightfully so, but let me just say, you know, was it stupid? Was it foolish to set off pyro in a small club? Yes. Was it malicious? Not in your life. They would never, ever intentionally hurt any of their fans.
talking with Dee Snider, not only the lead of the 80s rock band Twisted Sister, also House of Hair, but also being a big part of this Deadliest Rock concert. It's the original documentary premieres on Reels coming up on Sunday, February 20th. You know, you've actually played in that club.
Yeah, you know, this struck a chord when it happened so many ways. I had post-Twisted Sister, you know, gone from the arenas to the bars, just like Great White had, and I had played the Station nightclub. You know, the DJ, who was called Dr. Metal, you know, he was this kid, and what he did with my show is what he did with Great White. He introduced me and then jumped off the front of the stage into the front of the audience and rocked out because he was that local guy, you know, that fan, and he perished in the fire. There was so many people, to think that those same people who came to see me were probably at that Great White show as well. So it just struck so many chords, and I got very involved in a concert event to help those people. Troy Lucchetta from Tesla, myself, more than the money we raised that night, it was a deadlock with the lawyers and the courts and the insurance companies for a decade. And because of the attention we brought to the plight of these people, $175 million finally went through to help these people. But the truth of the matter is, the scars literally and figuratively remain for that community. It's very tough.
Yeah, it is very tough. And I tell you, this documentary, which we're looking forward to looking at, and also, you know, Jack Russ, like you said, definitely a changed man, and it changed everybody in the band as well. And you know, before the tragedy, Jack was just always vibrant and charismatic. And, of course, after it, you know him. He's just, like you said, a broken man. And hopefully this could put a few of the questions to rest and kind of make him feel a little bit better and everybody that surrounds him.
Give him a pass. And it's not all about Jack Russell. It's about the event and after the fact, you know. But at least it humanizes.
Yeah.
Jack. I actually saw him at the screening, you know, and he thanked me for my contributions. And I've always spoken up about you because on my show out there, we, just like the rest of the radio stations in the country, banned Great White for a long time. And my producers said, we're not playing Great White. And I went on the air and I said, listen, people, I get it. And I'm on the radio right up there, HJY. I've been on there for 26 years. I said, I get it. But there's no way this band would do that intentionally to hurt the fans. And it's called The Guest List because Jack had been in town at a tattoo parlor getting a tattoo and met a bunch of fans and put them on his personal guest list. The greatest honor ever to have a lead singer of a band put you on their guest list. And in the documentary, their family's talking about how their brothers, their sisters, their wives, their friends called and said, I met Jack Russell, he put me on the list.
Yeah.
Well, Jack put him on a list that turns into a death list.
Yeah.
And see those names and then died. So, I mean, it's an awful, awful remembrance. But certainly, Jack was doing something nice for her fans. It turned into an awful tragedy.
Well, we're talking with Dee Snider and, of course, the owner of House of Hair and the Deadliest Rock Concert, The Guest List. The original documentary premieres on Reels on Sunday, February 20th. It's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. One more thing before, I know you're a busy guy today, but one more thing before you go. I do have to give you props. Back in 2016, when you and Chris Angel got together to do a video for a stripped down version of We're Not Going to Take It, and what you did for not only for Chris, but what you did with people living with cancer.
Thank you. Chris called me and he said, hey, I'm doing a charity event for my son, Chris's son, who's in remission, thankfully, Johnny, but had leukemia. Children's cancer does not get nearly the attention of adult cancer, which is really weird. Like, you know, like there's like so many children cancers, and yet they get a small portion of the research. So Chris wanted to raise awareness. I said, you know what? I have an idea. And I did this piano vocal version of We're Not Going to Take It. Chris did a video, and it really touched a lot of people. And, you know, I'm hoping with this documentary, when I saw what they were doing, I said, you know, I've got a song that I think speaks to this tragedy. The song's called Stand.
Yeah.
Not enough people stood up and helped these people when they needed help. And they heard the song and they flipped. So it's in the soundtrack, but also we shot a video, which it will be premiering tomorrow everywhere except MTV.
Do they play videos anymore?
Do you think television will not be showing the new Rock?
You can also find it on your website, too, probably tomorrow, dsnyder.com as well, correct?
It will be everywhere, and it's sort of the same thing. It's a tribute to the families, the victims, and the memories, this awful memory. But it's important, you know, we can't turn away from cancer. We can't turn away from a tragedy like this. The saying goes, if we forget, we're doomed to repeat history.
Well,
you know, and so it's not a happy documentary. It's just the truth, and people need to see it.
Well, and thank you for, like what you said about cancer and the kids' cancer. Every year, this is my 14th year. Coming up next month, I'll be starting. In fact, we start raising money today for St. Baldrick's. I've still got the hair at my age. And as you know, you kind of love your hair, and it's kind of nice. You still have it, kind of like I do. And every year, I shave it for children's cancer research and to see if we can raise enough funds to make this a thing of the past. So I appreciate what you do, not only for cancer, but also what you've done for the folks from the station and what you've done for the gang at Great White.
Well, you know what? We've got to give back, Chris. We have to make up to the 80s somehow. And we're getting closer to the pearly gates, my friend.
Yes, we are.
And people look St. Peter in the eye and go, hey, man, I did some good stuff, too. Seriously, it's good to give back. And God bless you for doing that, man. That's very cool.
Well, Dee Snyder, House of Hair, you got to check it out every Saturday night. And also, you got to check out dsnyder.com, where you can get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on, because Dee Snyder's life has always been a blast, and it's going to continue to be a blast. But it's been a good deal that he's worked on this Deadliest Rock Concert, The Guest List, the original documentary, coming up on Reels Sunday, February 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Dee Snyder, great to chat with you. Always been a big fan. And when are you going back to the islands?
The island where I live, or the island where I grew up?
Well, the island. Are you still down in the islands where you live?
Well, yeah, we have a house on the beach in Belize. Yes, don't worry about D. He's having a great time, I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, but we're headed there and very soon. Got a couple things we got to do. We got to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger event in Ohio that he invited me to join him at his invitational thing. I'm going to play out there for him, catch a wedding, and then head down to the beach.
Well, next time I'm in town, I got a buddy of mine that lives down in Placentia. He's got a nice little place down there. And next time I'm down there, I'll come bang on your door.
Look me up. That's where I live.
Are you right on, D? Well, look forward to seeing you down there. Might see you out on the beach somewhere.
Okay, man. All right. Take care of yourself.
Take care, D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.